lecture, self-application and the closure of explanation. Good morning. This is the last lecture of RiseEye. So today, we're not adding a new idea. We're testing whether the ideas we already have are allowed to exist. Up to now, we've done something very specific. We've explained laws, universality, irreversibility, and fine-tuning without invoking purpose, optimization, design, or choice. Everything was explained by one thing only. What survives when inconsistency is removed? Today, we ask the dangerous question. Does that idea survive itself? Let me start with a familiar problem. Imagine a rule that says, all rules must follow this rule. If the rule contradicts itself, it collapses. If it requires an exception, it collapses. If it secretly relies on something it forbids, it collapses. This isn't philosophy. It's hygiene. Here's today's core idea. Any explanation that cannot survive self-application is incomplete. If it explains everything except itself, it's borrowing stability it didn't earn. Think about how we've argued so far. We didn't say the universe chooses consistency. We didn't say consistency is good. We didn't say anything enforces it. We only said this. Structures that contradict themselves do not persist. That's it. Now apply that statement to itself. Does the claim, inconsistency is eliminated, contradict itself when repeated? No. It doesn't assert a goal. It doesn't assert a cause. It doesn't assert a preference. It only refuses collapse. This is why the framework closes. It doesn't try to explain why consistency exists. That question would require a deeper rule. Instead, it explains why inconsistency cannot last. That difference matters. Most explanatory frameworks fail right here. They introduce a deeper law, a hidden selector, a meta-principle, a privileged scale. And then they quietly exempt that principle from their own rules. That exemption is where inconsistency enters. This framework refuses the exemption. It makes no claim that demands justification in the same terms. It does not say, this is true. It says, this did not break. And that is enough. Now let me be very clear. This is not nihilism. We are not saying nothing matters. We are not saying explanation is meaningless. We are saying explanation has a natural stopping point. Good explanations stop where further explanation would reintroduce contradiction. You may feel a little unsatisfied. That's normal. Human minds like deeper stories. Final causes. Reasons with intention. Physics has never promised those. It has only promised coherence. Here's what this framework does not explain. Why there is something rather than nothing. Why consistency exists at all. Why the universe is this universe. Those questions are not answered here. They are also not required for physics to function. Here's what it does explain. Why laws are rare. Why universality appears. Why time has a direction. Why stability looks tuned. Why explanation doesn't go on forever. And it does so without borrowing anything it forbids. So let me end RiseEye with this. Physics does not begin with meaning. It begins with refusal. Refusal of contradiction. Refusal of collapse. Refusal of structures that cannot survive being used. Everything else is downstream. Next course, Rise 2, we stop talking about laws. We talk about what happens after laws exist. When structure begins to organize itself. When history matters. When memory appears. When intelligence becomes unavoidable. But that's another climb. For now, remember this. The deepest explanation is not the one that says the most. It's the one that still stands after everything else has been stripped away. Thank you. And yes, You made it all the way to the fixed point.